if you are familiar with the word Gilgal, and I think most of you have probably heard that, I'm sure there's another word you're familiar with in the book of Judges. And it's in the second chapter, and it's called Bochim, B-O-C-H-I-M. You know what it means? It means a place of weeping. It means a place of despair. And it's where, in the book of Judges, the people of God spent a lot of time. A lot of time. How can I profit by what they have done? That's the great lesson. This is the great picture book that the Lord has given to me. And He said to you and I, you do not have time to make all the mistakes that my people made. Guess what? He says, I don't want you to. I don't want you to make all the mistakes my people made, but I want you to learn from the mistakes that they did make. I want you to see my dealings with them. And having seen the mistakes that my people made, I'm able to apply that word to my life, that I don't go in that same direction. Are these things heavy? You betcha. Yeah, they are. They're for serious Christians. I realize there's many that aren't that today. But I believe amongst the young people of the fellowship that we're a part of, I believe there's a great work of God that's going on amongst the young people. I know others feel that way. We're thankful for what God is doing. It's His work. And I don't know what plans He has for this group of young people, but I happen to be one that believes that there's many in this room that the Lord is going to use in the day to come. How important then that we learn the lessons that we have in Gideon. God's people find that when they didn't follow Him in government, and we'll pick this up in the morning, in government, He delivered them. But deliverance meant something they weren't looking for. Deliverance meant that He turned them over into the hands of the enemy. And the enemy came in droves. And they took all their food. And they took all their sustenance. And the children of Israel, instead of victory marches, were hiding in the dens, in the caves of the earth. God allowed that. He allowed it to them for two reasons. He allowed it, number one, because He was dealing with them. But He recorded it for you and I. Because the things that are written aforetime were written for our learning. That through patience and faith we might have the help of the Lord. That these things wouldn't be true. That in fact, instead of being at the Mass, that you and I would be counted among those that were with Gideon in a day of victory. Let me set a stage for you. I've got 6 minutes. Let me tell you something. Gideon was a man that didn't give up. How many had given up in that day? And I know the enemy works that way. Anybody here that's never heard him saying, you know, it's not really worth it. It's tough. There are problems. Being a Christian, I don't know whether I can. If you've heard that, it's not a new voice. Every Christian that has ever walked this earth has heard the same voice. It comes from the same enemy. You see, Gideon had not quit. Do you know what else Gideon was? Gideon was a man. How do I want to say this? Do some of us know what it means to be an up and down Christian? I'm up today and I'm down tomorrow. And I'm up again today and I'm down for 2 weeks at a time. And then I have a little plateau I come up to and 3 or 4 more weeks I'm down. That isn't God's will for you and I. I think it's a wonderful thing that when we open this book, we find out what God's will is for us. And His will is not for us to be carried to and fro, to be up today and down tomorrow and so on. Gideon was not that kind of a believer. He was not that kind of a believer. And the lesson is recorded. The lessons of Israel. How the Lord dealt with him. These things are all there. And I want to say this again. That we might apply them to our lives. Not just to have a little history lesson. It won't do you a bit of good. To be able to spout off 100 things about Gideon. And having not applied any of those things to my own life, it will do me no good whatsoever. I'll forget them soon. But if tonight, when I go to my room, if I say, Lord, I want you to help me apply your word to my heart these 2 days, I want to tell you something. You will not be let down. You will not be disappointed. You will find that He's more ready to do that than you are. So, I just would say, that's quitting a little bit early. We're going to start tomorrow morning in chapter 6. I'm going to encourage you tonight to read from the first verse, maybe down through the first 15 verses or so. Look at them in your group. Look at some of the questions that are in the outline. Don't wait till tomorrow morning. Don't wait till tomorrow to start. And I say especially for each of us here, let's pray much about it tonight. I know we live in a day when people put great emphasis on organization. And I'm not against organization. I do like when I come here to be able to walk up to the desk and for Karen to have my room number and my name and to go there and find that the right people are in that room. There's something good to be said about all of that. But I will tell you this, that all the organization in the world will not come near what prayer from each of us tonight can do for these readings tomorrow and the meetings tomorrow evening and so on. I say again, welcome. I do want to say too, on the behalf of Emil and Tony and John and I and David, if we can help you with anything, if you're a young person here and you've got some struggles, we want to be available for you. All you have to do is let us know. I'm going to say the same for Linda, for Mrs. Daisley, for Karen, for Stella. We're here for you. So if there's areas that you just want to sit and talk with somebody, let us know. Don't let it go by. Do we have time to sing?
We have time for 5 more minutes.
We do. Let's go.